Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it.
The Jamoti Podcast is powered by Sideline Interactive. Sideline Interactive is the leading manufacturer for high-quality, innovative scoring tables and LED video display boards that help coaches and schools bring more excitement to fans, create huge fundraising opportunities, and make their jobs easier. Visit sidelineinteractive.com to check out their amazing products.
I feel like there's a lot of books out there about FOPO, you know, on the coaching side, especially with parents, administrators, our own players. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm not trying to answer it, but my thought is that it really comes down to your why as a coach. Like, what are you actually doing this for? What are you trying to get out of it? And then also maybe where your identity lies. Is this really all that's wrapped up? Like when I was a younger player, you open up my chest, I felt like a basketball was there. That was my identity, and it fell apart my senior year in college, and I went down a really bad path for about 9 years. And then life changed and identity changed, and what I was reaching towards or who I was reaching towards changed. But how do you help coaches that have that fear that's bringing it out in those different ways?
I believe that the first way that we handle it is we face it, right? I'm a big fan of F words. Feelings are an F word. Fear is an F word. Face is an F word. And I really believe that that's where it begins, that we face our deepest fears. And where I think that we go with that is, like, if you think that I'm trying to say, you know what, we just have to like losing better. There, fix the fear. That is not what I'm saying. My business is called Winning Matters.
Yeah, just get used to losing. There you go.
I'd be like, you know what? If you don't want to have hissy fits all the time, stop caring.
There, you said my business is Winning Matters. Yeah.
So where I'm going with it is, what if we could just get better at tolerating uncomfortable feelings? Like, what if we can just say, you know what? I effing hate losing. I hate losing. And it makes me sometimes become a crazy woman because I'm trying so hard to win. I'd be like, yep, that's me. I'd be like, you know what? But I've got this toolkit where I just catch myself. And now I'm learning to catch myself before I become really crazy. I'm only a little bit crazy, and then I catch myself being a little bit crazy. What I believe mental toughness, the most important parts of mental toughness are emotional intelligence and self-awareness. Hmm. Be like, oh, here I am. There's my fear showing up. That's why I pulled that player as soon as they made a mistake. Oh, that's my fear showing up. Oh, good to know. We don't have to get rid of our fear. I said, face it. I didn't say get rid of it. I hope that every coach listening wants to win. If you have a choice, you're going to win or you're going to lose. What are you going to pick? Hello? But when it becomes so important that we engage in what I call striving and resisting. Striving means trying hard to fill in the blanks. And when we're striving hard to, it means we are also resisting, trying hard not to. Hmm. And those two things are happening at the same time. What if we could get better at finding a place in the middle called accepting, allowing? Because the truth is, one of two things is going to happen every single time your team plays. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. Why do we have to be fearful of one of the truths? Those truths will never, ever leave. But we fear this one. And we go, why do I fear it? because I'm afraid of what people are going to think. And we go, oh, well, you know what? Whose opinion's the most important? Mine. Oh, okay. So what do I think about me if we don't win? So that, I think that is really, really helpful, because I think we forget on what matters gets measured. And when winning's the only thing that matters, the only thing that we know how to measure ourselves is the scoreboard. What about, I can handle losing. I didn't say I liked it. I can handle it if I showed up and I led with my values. Goals are what we do. Values are who we are. Was I proud of myself today and how I showed up in that loss? Was I proud of how our players battled through the loss? I think we forget about those things because we are resisting losing with every ounce of our fiber. And yet losing is one of the truths.
Yeah.
I believe the most dangerous teams are the ones that aren't afraid to lose.
How do you get that message across? Like that message right there to your team? Obviously, it has to come from you. You have to feel that, believe that. But I just feel like that's so, I don't know, it's not something that's talked about or it's counter.
Again, it's one of those things. Ooh, we're not allowed to talk about that. That's why I think we get so unhealthy as coaches. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to think about losing. We're not allowed to say, hey, you know what? It was okay. I didn't like it, but it didn't break me.
Yeah.
Be like, oh no, we're about winning. And all of the things that sport causes us to do, and it makes us become crazy people. That concept of the most dangerous teams are the ones that aren't afraid to lose. Another way of saying that is in the last 3 minutes of a 1-point game on championship day. Are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose? The teams that are playing not to lose tend to choke.
Yeah.
And underperform. But if you weren't afraid to lose, how would you play? Don't you think that's a freaking great question to ask your athletes? And not, don't wait for championship Sunday, Monday. Why are we not asking that from the very beginning of the season? When we step on the court, practice number one, first competitive drill. How would you compete in this drill right now if you weren't afraid to lose? What would you do right now in this drill if you weren't afraid to make mistakes? If you weren't afraid to mess up? If you weren't afraid to miss a shot? If you weren't afraid to get blocked? If you weren't afraid to go for a steal? If you weren't afraid to jump in and double team, even though that's not the rule? So this concept, the teams that are the most dangerous are the ones that aren't afraid to lose. You can understand how difficult that is, but I believe this becomes part of a courageous culture.
Yeah.
We teach it from day one. We reward courage. We measure courage and we reward courage. What a concept.
Yeah.
I don't see it being done anywhere.
I was just going to say, obviously, there's a difference between professional sports and high school. You can even say it's a college is more professional now than ever before.
Sure.
But I watch Hard Knocks about the NFL teams. You know, they have the preseason Hard Knocks and then they have the in season, and you get this behind the scenes look into these huge professional football teams, these organizations. They have so many coaches. You just see the things we've been talking about, unfortunately, just an absence of that. I mean, it's just almost the other way. You see maybe glimpses here and there, and a coach is trying to maybe be more transformational even in that. But then you see the players maybe mimicking the behaviors that the coaches are portraying or showing off. But yeah, those are professionals where winning and their jobs are on the line, and there's millions on the line, but they choose to go the fear-based path, I feel like, quite a bit.
I think professional sport is such it's almost its own beast. I mean, the risk reward is just so high. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars. I don't have great answers at that professional level, because I almost feel like there comes a time for all of us where our habits and our narratives and our beliefs are so ingrained that it's really, really difficult to change. I think we have such great opportunity at the developmental levels, at the grassroots levels, at the high school levels and the junior high levels. And I'll throw this in as something for us to consider. I talked about facing our fears, and I talked about the fear of people's opinions. What I've learned with talking with athletes, and what I've also learned by doing my own soul searching, is the opinion that we tend to be most afraid of is our own. And one of the reasons that we cannot handle losing, we cannot handle mistakes, we cannot handle looking bad, is because the self-judgment is so high. And when the self-judgment is high, think about how high the fear, the anxiety, and the nerves become. And so we get into, I'm going to do everything in my power to win, because if I don't, the self-judgment is going to be crushing. What if we could teach our athletes that imperfection is normal? Mistakes are normal, missing shots are normal, losing is normal, getting beat on defense is normal. The opposite of judgment is one of my favorite F words, forgive. Nobody loses on purpose. No one misses a shot on purpose. No one makes a mistake on purpose. Why are we so lousy at forgiving ourselves? I think because sport teaches us the opposite. Sport rewards us for self-judgment. Sport rewards us for being angry at ourselves for 3 days, 4 days after a big loss. You know what I work with? So coaches that I work with would be like, yeah, Shawnee, my athletes are really hard on themselves. And I can tell they take great pride.
Pride. Yeah. Like a badge of honor.
And I'm like, so? I said, why are you so proud of that?
Yeah.
And they're like, I catch them off guard. And athletes, I work with a lot of athletes that come in and I'll be like, so what do you do when you make a mistake? And so they tell me, and what do? They throw themselves under the bus, negative self-talk, and they're proud of it.
Yeah.
It's a badge of honor. And I'm like, that is why we fear losing. Because we don't fear losing. It's a thing. We fear the feelings. Fear of judgment is a feeling. Negative self-talk. All of these things, these are feelings that we can't tolerate. And so then I say, well, instead of self-judgment, what would happen if you practice forgiveness? And athletes, they resist it, and they're like, what? They're like, I'm supposed to be nice to myself? I think that question itself is so interesting. And I'm like, well, why can't you just try forgiving? I said, did you do it on purpose? No. Well, why can't you forgive yourself then? But sport has taught us that that is not okay. And I think the same happens with coaches. They cannot forgive themselves when they lose, because it's a slam on their self-worth, what they think people think.
Yeah.
I think forgiveness, I never knew this as an athlete. I didn't know this as a coach. I didn't know any of this. And now I understand why losing was so, so difficult for me, because I couldn't get out of the self-judgment, the self-flagellation. And I didn't know what to do with it. And eventually it just would kind of leave, because then we'd have a new game, a new opponent. So I would kind of forget eventually about the crappy feelings that I was having, because then there'd be another game, but then the crappy feelings, like it was just this roller coaster. It was like being in the dryer. It just kept happening, going round and round and round. If we're going to be courageous, if we're going to face the truth, and the truth is you're going to win or you're going to lose, you're going to make a shot, you're going to miss a shot. I believe to face the uncomfortable truth, we have to become better at forgiving ourselves when that truth happens.
I think you're right. The pro teams, it's a different animal. It's a different beast. And I was thinking of that. It's very short term.
Right.
Like they're only focused on what will bring me the maximum results now.
Right.
And there's an idea that fear, that sheer panic that you see them sometimes, and rage that they have, that it could maybe bring something out in just that 1 second that they need. But I think a important thing for myself and high school coaches, and like you said, grassroots, is, man, this is long term. Like, I don't think we can view it as what can I get out of them today without thinking of what the consequences will be tomorrow, a week, a year, more years from now. So I think for me, a big takeaway from that is just to remember, like, I'm in the long game here. I'm playing the long game. And what's going to help them 5 years, 10 years down, as a parent, as somebody, it's going to be to help them to understand, have a healthy look at what losing really is and what it means and how to deal with it. And but I appreciate you sharing all those things. That was really impactful.
I thought of one more thing to add. Remember I said the quote, the most dangerous teams are the ones that aren't afraid to lose. And you said, how do you help your team become that? What if this was part of our culture, this is how we did our drills from day one. We just taught courage. It is okay to risk. It's okay to take chances. It's okay to fail. It's okay to look bad. What if we started with all of that? And then on the most important day of their lives, they'd be like, you know why we're dangerous? Because we're not afraid to lose. Because we can handle that if it happens. It's the self-trust that this winning isn't going to make me and losing isn't going to break me. I'm more than either of those. Because we fear failure, we fear losing, because really deep inside we believe we can't handle it. We believe we aren't going to be okay. What if we could believe that we are going to be okay? The sun is going to come up. I'm going to still like me.
Yeah.
That's how we know we're going to be okay. I'm going to still like me. That's how we become dangerous. That's how we stop fearing losing, because it's like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to come in today and I am going to do everything in my power to kick ass. And after that, the chips will fall where they may. And no matter which way the chips fall, I'm going to be okay. What if a coach could say that?
And that was going to be my point, is one way we could help our athletes to really get to that point is by them believing and knowing which coach they're going to get the next day after the loss. One of the terrifying things for me as a player was not knowing which guy's showing up tomorrow. We'd ask each other, have you seen him? Have you seen which? Yeah, how is he today? So after a loss on Friday night against a district rival, my players need to know the way that I'm going to show up on Saturday, which is with smiles, music, energy, high fives, so glad to see you. And approaching that day, maybe there are some things we did wrong, but man, we're going to take steps to improve, but we're not good. I think that might help our teams to, in the middle of the game, after the game, not be so fearful or in their feelings about that loss.
I think that's so well said. And it goes back to the term I used a little bit earlier called psychological safety. Because if I'm talking to my teammate, oh my goodness, which coach is going to show up today? Do you see right away I'm armored up?
Yeah.
I know I'm feeling like, oh my goodness, am I going to have to protect myself from you today? The opposite. So that's not psychological safety. The opposite is win, lose, or draw. I don't have to protect myself from my coach today.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.